Welcome to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment.
Big Nasty.
Stop trying to make that a thing.
I feel like it's kind of catching on a little bit.
Is it, though?
I think so. Doesn't it feel good?
No. Okay. It doesn't at all.
Okay, well,
okay, though.
Happy Wednesday. Hey, yes. It's a Wednesday on the Donna and Steve Show, which means coming up at 11:30, or if you listen on the podcast, Hour 3, we're going to do the Millennial X Games. I represent the Millennial generation, just barely. Donna represents the Gen X generation. Just barely. And then we get lifelines from each other's opposite generation to try to help us through. And if you are the lifeline on the winning team, you'll get a great prize. Plus, everybody can play along from your car.
Yay!
Or your desk.
Or whatever.
Or the gym. Or the tub.
Okay.
I bet you, you think anyone listens to us in the tub? Jing Lai from China, she listens to us while she's getting in the shower.
I don't know.
Tomorrow,
because of the time difference.
Get
that's
it?
A good time zone joke.
Yeah,
God.
Good
I
one.
Like that. She's listening in the future. What's our show going to be like? okay. Oh, my God. I almost went into Murder Dirter right there. Started talking like I'm from PA again. Oh, my gosh. Jin's here about Matt Damon, what he's saying about Bennifer. We are hearing from Matt Damon, who I believe is one of the most beloved actors currently in Hollywood, right? No scandal around him.
Yeah, he's pretty clean.
Just likable guy, you know, funny, but can really deliver. He's got the chops to do a lot of great dramatic roles. Well, he was on the Today Show yesterday, and Hoda Kotb and Savannah Guthrie, journalists, they know how to ask tough questions, but then they also know that at the very end, it is their duty to ask the question that the people want an answer to. And so, of course, everybody wants an answer to, what do you know? What do you know about Bennifer? Everybody keeps talking about, anywhere I go, people are talking about Bennifer. So Matt Damon offered a squiggly response at first. He almost totally slipped out of it. But then by the end, actually gave them a little something. Have either of you heard this already?
I have not heard him speaking, but I've read some of it.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, here we go. This is Matt Damon responding to Savannah Guthrie and Hoda Kotb.
We need to talk about something.
Yeah, very important topic.
Your friend, Ben Affleck.
And
a little thing we call Bennifer. how do you like them apples?
There's not enough liquor in the world for you to get me to say something about that.
Wait, we're losing your shot. Are you trying to get rid of us?
I know. That wasn't even planned. It's just I got like this thing on a piece of stickum here.
So
let's
wait,
see. Maybe that'll work.
How about if we ask you this? Did the news make it to Australia? How did you even know that Bennifer was a thing again?
Possibly.
Maybe.
I just heard you guys. I was sitting here waiting to come on TV. It's the first thing this first time I heard about it.
And what did you think?
It's a fascinating story.
All right, let him off the hook.
It's true. I love them both. I hope it's true. That would be awesome.
Oh, okay, good.
So then he kind of came through and gave them a little something right at the end, hoping that it's true. I love the first one. There's not enough liquor in the world to get me to say something about that.
Do you believe he doesn't know anything? I don't know how good of friendship.
I bet
they
he doesn't.
Continue to have. Okay.
I don't think they're texting each other all the time. This is total
losing your shot.
Conjecture on my part right now. Mm. But I just feel like they were brothers in arms at the beginning, and now they're, you know, still buddies through it all. But I don't think they're staying too in touch on those kinds of things. You know, like what's he doing? Hey, I'm sending another email. Can I BCC you on the email? And that's like,
I guess girls are a little more share-y.
Ladies.
Oh, I forgot.
Remember?
Not allowed to say girls anymore.
I think choogy and not woke to say girls don't do that.
Good to know.
Okay.
Good to know. These two, so annoying.
Are you Bennifer or Matt Damon and Ben Affleck?
Bennifer.
Okay. Like, you're out on it already.
I'm mad that I'm caring at all.
Well,
about
it does,
the story.
It does sort of tug on a nostalgic string in our heart. There's just
it's like Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt.
Yes.
You know, you just always wanted them to win.
We always want things that used to be that aren't anymore to be again. It's like a reboot. You know, you're like, okay, it's probably not going to be as good, but I just like that I'll hear the theme music again. feels comfortable. So there's an element of that. Meanwhile, A-Rod, the former fiancé of Jennifer Lopez, he was spotted by paparazzi, and so they were trying to get him to comment on Bennifer rumors. He gives a two-word response. Listen closely, see if you can hear it.
What do you think about the news about Jennifer and Ben? Did you know they were in Montana together?
Go Yankees.
He said, go Yankees.
Oh, I thought he said, okay.
Okay, though.
Okay, though.
Then he gets in the car. He said, go Yankees. And what people are, you know, digging into here is that that was shade that he was throwing toward Ben Affleck. Who, of course, A-Rod Boston. Played for the Yankees for a very long time. Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, Boston boys, Red Sox fans. So that was his way of doing that. I don't know. I don't know if... I don't know.
I
When you're so rich, when you are out of touch rich like A-Rod and Jennifer Lopez are, I don't even know if you still have normal emotions like people do.
You do.
I don't know if they're desensitized, if he is already...
Moving on.
Chatting it up with some other folks.
He has girls lined up.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he doesn't still hurt from the breakup.
Herder.
I don't care if he hurts.
Oh, okay. Wow. Say more there, Dawn.
Everybody you know, if he's going to go having conversations and texting 22-year-olds on reality shows, I'm like, well, you screwed it up.
Yeah,
you
that
had
doesn't...
her, and then you screwed it up, so... Go, that Bennifer. That's what I say. I want them to be together.
Oh, really?
How did they break up? What's the reason? Did
Geely,
somebody cheat
probably.
On? Geely was so
I don't
bad.
Remember.
Was there a reason, like somebody did something bad and I shouldn't be celebrating this? Because I am not.
I don't think so.
I am not for Brad Pitt being with Jennifer Aniston. Because if you love her so much and she's America's sweetheart, why do you want your good friend to get back together with a guy who cheated on her and then married another woman?
Yeah.
You don't want that for her. That's
so here's the reason that Google tells you why they broke up. Both Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck attributed the demise of their relationship to all of the media attention. In 2008, Affleck said that he and Lopez were, quote, too accessible during their high-profile relationship, saying, I think Jen and I made a mistake in that we fell in love. Mm-hmm. We were excited. And maybe too accessible. So meaning they fall in love. They have this wonderful Hollywood love story. Everybody responds to it. Oh, this is so great. They're Bennifer.
Yeah.
And then they talked about it.
And then they broke did up media. 3 days before their wedding. They broke up.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot that. Yes, is dramatic.
That sounds off.
Oh, we got to go.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
All right. But we will come back.
Yes. When we come back, we got a grab bag of things that make you go, huh? Coming up next on Dawn and Steve on My Talk.
Hey, big shout out to our friends at Chill Boys for sponsoring our podcast.
Yes, Chill Boys is local. They make really comfortable and cooling men's underwear. The fabric is breathable and flexible because it's made from bamboo with a little smidge of spandex, and you could get a great deal right now on your first purchase.
Yeah, you go to chillboys.com and then use the promo code MYTALK when you're there. What will await you besides a great deal? How about the most comfortable fabric that you will ever put over your nether regions? You need to believe me when I tell you that because it's true. I've tried all sorts of different kinds, including some really big names out there that say we have the most comfortable. Nay, said the horse, you do not. The Chill Boys are so comfortable. They're made of this bamboo fabric, which is just like made up of cumulonimbus clouds. It feels so good. It is so cool. And my groin has been super happy with me ever since I made the switch.
Good to know. Great for biking, hiking, fishing, working out. No wedgies, no chafing, no odor. You guys, you got to try these.
Go to chillboys.com. Don't forget to use that promo code MYTALK. Chill Boys, comfort where it counts.
Hey, we're back. Thanks for listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment and fun facts, too.
Things that make you go, huh. Things that make you go, huh. Things that make you go,
huh. Now, today's, I think, are sort of particularly dumb, which I think is good for us. Helps to get our brain, you know, we go tight when we're thinking about Bennifer. Why did they break up? These complex relational issues. And then we need to get loosey-goosey. Again, this is really good. Okay. This is how muscles grow. The three members of Lynyrd Skynyrd, who Donna oddly hates.
Whatever.
Who wrote the song Sweet Home Alabama.
That's right.
Were not from Alabama.
No, can I guess?
Please do.
I think they're from Jacksonville, Florida, if I'm correct.
Okay.
Am I?
You are. I don't know the Jacksonville, but I do know that the Florida is right.
Okay. Stop. That makes my heart hurt. Oh, why? I don't know.
Oh.
Partially because I would like to know how to play the guitar. Partially because I love that song.
There's what we need to do as a radio bit.
Yes.
Stevie Boy teaches D-Bone the Git Fiddle, as it's called.
Can you teach me how to play the banjo?
Mm-mm, oh, that'd be fun.
Because I would like to play the banjo.
What do you auditioning for Mumford and Daughters?
I just like bluegrass.
Yeah, me too.
When someone can rip it on a banjo. Oh, yeah, you just like sit back and watch them go. And they've got like the metal picks on their fingers,
too. Yeah, I don't think I'd have to rip up my fingers to learn it like I tried and failed.
I don't know. I think your fingers would hurt a lot.
Things that make you go, huh?
Not done yet. So here's where they were from. Ronnie Van Sant and Gary Rossington, they were both born in Florida. Ed King was from California.
Oh.
And the song was recorded in Georgia. Georgia!
Georgia. Okay. I liked that story.
Thank you. That will be today's transition between forget fa la 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 la. It will be a unconvincing, I like that story. All right, here comes the second one. The Guinness Book of World Records is in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh, that's neat.
As the best-selling copyrighted book of all time.
Can't real.
Be real.
As the what copyrighted
book? As the best-selling copyrighted book of all time.
Don't you think the Bible would be up there?
I would think so.
I think it has something to do with the copyrighted part.
It's got to be that.
Because you're not going to copyright the Bible, are you? Is
probably
Abraham going to come down and
yeah.
say well, that's my
no,
material?
I suppose.
Abraham's in court. He's like, I demand 2 shekels.
Paul's like, that's the Old Testament.
That's right. That didn't even count. You seen my update? They sent me in to do updates.
Yeah. I loved
that,
it.
That was a good story.
That was really good.
Oh, nice, guys. Then I'll move on to the next one.
All right, great. Thanks for not making it awkward or
disgusting.
Anything.
Technically, it's illegal to mail used underwear to someone who bought them from you, like, I don't know, a pervert. Federal law bans this, saying, quote, mailing indecent and or filthy substances. You can even get up to 5 years in prison. What are you in for? I sent my boxers to some lady. Oh, were they worn? Yeah, that was my mistake.
God. Oh, God.
They just have their own little wing in the prison.
Oh, I liked that story.
There we go. To the next one we go.
Okay, I didn't hate it.
The word pandemonium comes from John Milton's Paradise Lost, and it described a palace built in the middle of hell. The Greek translation is all evil spirits. Donna, you should read Paradise Lost as you read more classic literature.
Okay. What are you reading now?
I'm still reading The Lord of the Flies.
She's been reading that since 2019.
Oh,
and she gave me a hard time for getting a book.
It
took me 2 months to get through it.
I'm really bad. I started the Springsteen book, then I put it down. Now I don't remember what happened. Then I'm reading the octopus book, The Soul of an Octopus. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get Lord of the Flies in there, too. I just feel bad for Piggy.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Poor
Piggy. You're going to feel even worse for Piggy.
No, what do they do to him?
Doesn't one of them get bludgeoned to death and eaten or something?
Ah, Steve!
I haven't read it.
Well, it's amazing that you just said that. I did not like that story.
Wow.
And we'll move on.
Are they going to kill Piggy? Come on
Donna,
now.
Listen, spoiling literature from the early 1900s on us. When was that book written? Who cares?
I don't know.
Here's what would be helpful with books in finishing them. Let's say on a Kindle. It'd be easier on a Kindle. You can't buy a book until you have completed the book. Or if it's physical books in your house, every other book is gone. The TV is locked.
Yeah.
You have to read it. We have to gamify this stuff in order for us to actually
do it. Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
It's true.
Because when you sit down and read, and you get through 50 pages in a night, or some people really go on tears and will do 100, 150.
I'll
some
do
people
20
read a book.
And call it that a lot. Okay. I don't read fast at all.
Mm-mm, I'm not great either. At it either. But it's really satisfying after you read it. And when you finish a book, there is this feeling of completion.
Yeah.
Of satisfaction.
And then I feel sad.
Yes.
If right? I really liked it, I don't yes. want it to be over.
And I'll just be like, now what am I going to do? Mm-hmm. I have nothing to look forward to when I get home.
Yeah.
Your roommate's like, what?
So how do you gamify it? Like, what kind of game? Like,
whatever
if I,
works
I have
for
to
you?
Finish this before Thursday or...
Or your house is spray painted.
Yeah.
I mean,
I used to do that with my workouts. If I don't get through this whole set, and this is kind of weird, but I would think to myself, a baby is going to die.
Oh my God.
I told my
That's
trainer.
That's a little OCD. I do stuff like
I
that
I told
too.
My trainer that and my whole like CrossFit type group. And they were like, so they would start yelling as I was trying to
Come
bench
on,
up. They're like, a baby, I see a baby dying. And I'm like, I gotta do it.
Save me.
Oh my God.
Wow. Whatever it takes to get that last rep in.
That's
I guess.
Aggressive.
Shishka bomb. I'm scared. Wowzers.
I wouldn't check email for a while.
I mean, that's
my truth. Yeah. I was like, I have to save a child.
That's great. You know? You were tapping into your mother.
Yeah.
The
for
mother
sure.
within.
Like, there's a child on train tracks, or something weird's going to happen, and mm-hmm. I'm the only one that can do it with these reps.
I, on the other hand, would be like, I came into the gym with 11 kids and left with just this guy. Spent a lot of time in the hot tub.
Oh, man. Good times, guys.
It was decent.
Yeah. Hey, Demi Lovato has a new show coming to Peacock. Tell you about that. I think it's kind of neat.
Her return to acting.
Yes. Well, sort of. Not exactly. And the latest on Medina Spirit, what the trainer is saying now. All coming up next.
Warm weather is finally here. It's summertime and the perfect time to join the Y. The Y has outdoor pools and splash decks at locations throughout the area for fun days with family and friends. And here's the best part. If you join by May 13th, you'll get $5 enrollment and 25% off dues for the whole summer. Swim on over to ymcanorth.org and join today.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. Thank you for listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Speaking of entertainment, I went looking for that Pink documentary yesterday, driving myself crazy. It's called All I Know So Far. It will be out on the 21st. Oh. FYI, any Pink fans out there, I think it's going to be really good. You're welcome. Thank you for listening.
Pink could beat the crap out of any of us in a bar fight.
Oh, for sure. Really?
That would suck.
she's scrappy, you know?
Yeah. She just looks like she's not going to take any gruff from anybody.
Pink. Yeah.
And she'll quickly elevate the situation. Like, she'd be the one to break a chair over your back.
Yes!
And you're like, okay, whoa.
It's so
I shouldn't
true.
Have asked that lady to get off of my stool.
She'd have so to funny. Climb down because she's like 5'1".
Yeah, she's little.
Oh, okay. Now we have possibly a competitive advantage here.
Yeah.
That's good to know. By the way, I have no plans on fighting Pink.
Okay, good to know.
I just want to say that. I want to squash the beef before it turns into some.
Okay. All right. Okay. Good to know.
Thanks, man.
We'll pass it on. Demi Lovato is going to be hunting for aliens in a new series for Peacock. I have a feeling... Don't you feel like people are more open to aliens than they ever were before?
I think so. The Mars rover titillated the group. Where we all were suddenly like, wow. And every day they're sending back images. We're getting video, all of this stuff from Mars.
Like, that is true.
It's interesting.
And I'm sure they are looking for life. But when I was a kid and I would hear people talk about aliens, I was like, that one's a kook. Mm-hmm. But now it actually sounds like something that can be.
And the military has admitted that helps.
Yes.
Because there are other groups that leaked the videos before them. They're like, we got to do something.
Right.
Because these people that used to be in the CIA are helping this guy.
leak these videos.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be something to have unrestricted access to Area 51? Remember they were going to storm it in September of 2019, I believe it was?
Yeah. Oh, God, we bored then? Right? There was nothing going on 2019. We're like,
it was great,
storm,
man.
Storm Area 51.
Willy-nilly. I would love to see, though, what's there. So to your point, Don, I do think it's interesting, especially that we've gone further into space now than ever before with camera technology reliably sending us back photos of Mars. And every time I see a picture, I think, how big is that place?
Right.
Is it just a yard? Because it looks like a big, like someone's property.
Right.
But is it the size of Earth? Is Mars as big as Earth? Is it a lot smaller?
Oh my gosh, that's a great question.
I'll look it up.
It's really hot, right? Isn't it really hot in
Or we just say Mars? That because of the red?
That could be.
I don't know. I'll look it up.
It could be word association. Anyway, Demi Lovato is going to try to prove that aliens exist in a show called Unidentified with Demi Lovato. It's going to be a four-part series where she, her sister Dallas, and a skeptical friend consult with experts, and then they talk to eyewitnesses, and then they uncover secret government records or reports and conduct tests at known UFO hotspots. And that's only part of her agenda. She also hopes to contact and make peace with them. So,
wow, that's ambitious.
She's an executive producer. Scooter Braun is an executive producer on this as well.
All right. Mars is half the size of Earth.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
And its average temperature is about negative 81 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay. Oh, so it's cold.
However, temperatures can range from around negative 220 Fahrenheit in the wintertime to plus 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Is Mars, it's great about being me and so publicly stupid, is you don't ever have to worry about the next thing I say, will it change the way people think about me? Is Mars closer to the sun or further away?
Stop asking questions.
Mavemsnump, right? Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Saturn.
It's further away. That's why it's colder.
So it's further away. So Pluto, God rest her soul, cold, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
But is Venus, Mercury? Okay, Mercury. What's the average temperature on Mercury? I bet it's very hot there, Donna.
Because of the word Mercury, and you're thinking of a Mercury thermometer?
Well, no, because they're the first one to the sun.
Because it's the closest.
Because we're the third rock.
I know nothing about space. Nothing. I don't know where Uranus is, nor do I want to.
Oh, my gosh. Mercury the closest planet to the sun, has a surface temperature that can reach 801 degrees Fahrenheit during the day, and then at night, it can drop down to negative 279 degrees Fahrenheit.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
That is weird.
If you ever think about whatever your thoughts are about space, and it really starts to make you feel like your brain is going to collapse in on itself the longer you think of it. But we all, I'm sure, have different beliefs on how we got to where we are. But when you think about those things, if you've ever studied Earth and the very specific place that Earth is, that if it was just a little bit to the left, a little bit up, a little bit down, life can't survive. It's too harsh of conditions, like perfectly aligned. But what's up with the other planets? My son said to me yesterday, is there just one universe? And I said, don't talk to me like that. I don't know, man. It's crazy, isn't it? Yeah. It's so big.
You know what freaked me out about planets that I learned just a couple of years ago in my adult life? It's even hard to admit that there are four planets that are gas planets and they don't have a surface.
What?
It's not solid.
What do you mean?
That's exactly what I said. Jupiter, these are the gas planets. Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune.
Wait a minute. So you mean?
I think that's what it means.
That it's just
made of gas.
Circle of visible gas.
Yeah.
But if a plane flew through it, you'd go right through it like a cloud.
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't be able to, but it's, it's just like made of hydrogen and helium and.
How?
There might have a core of molten heavy metals,
But they're just kind of rolling around in there.
And Earth, okay, wait a minute. This is making more sense. No, you're right.
Tell me.
You're right, because Earth looks like a circle, but it looks like a solid sphere from space. But in reality, it's not. You can just fly right into it. You don't have to knock. There's not a wall. The outside is not solid. This is making sense. So it is looks like a circle. How does it look like a circle? It is a circle. And also, think of the land that we have.
Uh-huh, it's lumpy.
This land is your land. But it's just floating in the midst of the fake circle.
Guys, the atmosphere.
I'm going to go.
No, Donna, please. This is Neil deGrasse Tyson level education that we're dishing out.
Is it? Exactly that, but completely different.
That is wild, though.
That's crazy.
Do you understand that we're just floating in space right now? This is what Demi Lovato's new show is going to... They're not even going to get off the ground because they're going to get so stuck in this marvel. The thing that we're on, Donna...
Mm-hmm. I just assume we're a flea on a dog's back. That's how I picture us. We're just these teeny tiny, teeny little specks.
Wow,
that's crazy. I have other things to talk about.
Tell me they're space related, because that's literally all I'm going to be able to think about.
No, it's horse related.
Okay, I can do it. I can pivot.
Can you? All right. So remember Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit?
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, tested positive for an illegal substance and yada yada. And then the trainer, what's his guy's name?
Bob Baffert.
Yes.
White hair, blue glasses guy. Bob.
Now he's saying, he's just been like all over the place with this. Now he's saying that Medina Spirit was treated for dermatitis with an ointment once a day leading up to the May 1st race, and that equine pharmacology experts have told him that this could explain the test results.
I don't want to be naive,
but
I kind of want to give this guy the benefit of the doubt.
Okay. I mean, he's pretty adamant.
Well, yeah, and not only that, he has said, never did we treat the horse with the drug in question, which we're just calling Herbinder. He has said, like, we never administered that. And so, and with it being picograms, which they say is like 20 grams of salt in an Olympic-sized pool, is how he describes a picogram.
Right.
Then maybe it was just a contaminant on something else. And he seems like he would play it by the book because knows the rules as one so
and
much.
And a lot of money is at stake. Yeah.
Lance Armstrong.
I don't know.
Blood doped. What do I know?
It can happen with DNA. Like whenever they're doing DNA evidence and they find like the person in the lab can contaminate piece of material. And it'll be like a nanogram of someone else's DNA because they touched something.
And interesting.
Then it transferred to the gun.
I think they just need to loosen up the rules a little bit. You know, I just assume there's
just
stuff in everything. Like, if you eat a poppy seed bagel today, you'll test positive for pot.
For real?
Tomorrow, yes.
Isn't it opium?
Opioid?
Oh, is it opium?
I think so.
You might be right.
Poppy seed, you test positive for opium.
Huh. I don't know. Did it, whatever, I get it. Rules are rules. I understand. Did it impact the horse race?
Well, they say
was it like, wow, look, he's got the Herpinder and look how fast he's going.
Well, they say it's typically used therapeutically to help their joints, which is a violation, even in a trace amount. So I'm going to have to get this. Just kidding. I'm getting notifications that Ellen DeGeneres is ending her show after 19 seasons.
Oh, really?
Yes, quick.
Whoa.
So, I had a dream about her last night.
You did?
Yep.
What happened?
Well, I was doing a drag performance as her.
Oh, of course. Why wouldn't you?
I don't know. I mean, I was like doing dancing down some stairs and everybody was going wild. They thought it was great.
Oh, wow. All right, let's get into this Ellen story next.
Okay, you want to?
Yeah, yeah. Right. I'm reading a little bit about this. This is really, really interesting news. So we'll give you the latest what we learn here about Ellen DeGeneres reportedly walking away from her talk show after some 18 years. So we'll dig into that next on Don and Steve on my
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment. Oh, Ellen is calling it quits.
Hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
Time for If You See Something, Say Something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
Not well, a challenge anymore, Steve.
What's up?
It's not a challenge that's for Ellen
what,
anymore.
That's what Ellen is saying. This story now floating all around. So here's the deal. She's going to be wrapping up her show at the conclusion of the 2021-2022 season.
Oh, I see.
So it's not going to be, because we're in May, we're at the end of the 21 season right now. Okay. And so it's not like she's just going to be wrapping it up here in a couple of weeks. It's essentially announcing that next year is going to be this upcoming fall season leading into next spring will be her going away party, her farewell tour of sorts. And she just says she needs something new to challenge her. She's going to be talking about this on the May 13th episode of Ellen. Oprah is going to be on, going to be her guest.
That's tomorrow. Oprah's going to be on. Oh.
I thought she was going to Oprah. Oprah's coming to her, and then they are going to discuss the news on that May 13th show. Ellen DeGeneres saying, quote, when you're a creative person, you constantly need to be challenged. And as great as this show is, and as fun as it is, it's just not a challenge anymore.
Yeah, and the ratings are not great anymore.
They've lost about a million viewers.
That's a lot.
Since the toxic work allegations came out. And so she had been at about, I believe, 2.5 million per episode, and then it dropped down to 1.5 million. And that's big. That's a big, that's a big number for syndicators and things like that. And Warner Brothers is speaking very kindly of her. One of their executives saying something along the lines of, you know, all good things have to come to an end, but you hope that truly great things never will. And that's how they feel about Ellen, and she'll always be a part of the Warner Brothers family. Of course, she's got a bunch of other projects that she works at and on at the Warner Brothers lot. The Masked Dancer, her Game of Games show. She's got a bunch of stuff.
Those don't feel like a challenge. Sure. You know what I mean? It just feels like the same old Ellen-ish stuff.
You know, when she's doing the Ellen show, her her yearly haul, with, I suppose, all of her projects probably, but $84
million. Oh, my gosh. Does that include all of the products that she probably gets a cut of? Because you can buy underwear that say
that's
Ellen.
I mean, there's so many good things.
And she does endorsements, too. Sure. Wasn't she like a cover girl for a while?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She is so rich, she doesn't care anymore.
Yeah, just go chill, man. Do some charitable stuff and do some stand-up.
She loves doing stand-up.
The last stand-up special she had, it was pretty good.
I liked it.
It was good, yeah.
Yeah. You know, and you have to think, too, no matter what side of the argument you're on when it comes to the allegations about the work environment and they sent some people packing at Ellen's show, think of your own job, whatever you do. There are days when you think, you know what? I don't want to deal with this anymore. I can walk. I'll go get something somewhere else. I'm not going to deal with this anymore. But then what do we have? Then we are normal people. We start thinking about 401ks and medical benefits and, you know, the assurance of getting paid every 2 weeks. These are really great things. She does not have to think about that at all.
That's
because
good
not
point.
Only
yeah.
does she, like, we would all be more bold with our career if we had a multi-million dollar safety net.
Right.
And she has that. And if she doesn't want to deal with any of the backlash or hear about how the ratings are bad because the environment was bad, she can just very easily say, I'm over it. And she is still, though the ratings don't mirror it, she is still a beloved person in Hollywood and will still find plenty of work behind the scenes, in front of a camera.
Go do movies.
Yeah, she's hoping that she can land a nice big role.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know that it's specifically movies, but the Hollywood Reporter article saying that she's hoping that there's a juicy role out there for her and that she can spend some more time on conservation efforts. But she was doing 180 shows a year.
She's going to be over 3,000 when all is said and done. That's pretty impressive.
That's when you think about, yeah, just how much energy and time and different guests and you got to repeat some stuff. It gets boring.
Right. Yeah. She's done 2,400 celebrity interviews, or she will have.
Whoa.
By the time she's done. That's a lot.
That's
a lot of preparation. That's a lot of energy.
It is sad that she went from being like the talk show that you want to be on if you're a celebrity to...
Or a YouTube star.
Ooh, let me distance myself from this person, you know, possibly in Hollywood.
Do you feel like people have distanced themselves? I feel like she got more support than anything. It started out with the people saying Ellen's mean, you know, and then other people coming to her defense.
Yeah, you know, but here's what happens. I think business takes over in these talk show circuits.
Yeah.
And unless there's really bad blood between someone or someone's been, you know, blacklisted from being back on the show for some reason.
Right.
You have an agent or a manager who's like, dude, you need to go talk about your movie because you're going to reach 1.5 million women between the ages of 25 and 54.
Yes.
So go.
Yeah.
You know, and not to say that there were people that had that, but I think even if there are, when it's not blatant, when she's still on the air, when she's saying, I'm trying to correct this environment,
right.
Then it's like, okay, well, I'm going to go talk to that 1.5 million people.
Right.
2.5 million people, but it's 1.5 million, we'll take it.
She's had so many fill-ins, too, lately.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh. In the last year, it's like every time you turn it on, it's not her.
Does anybody think that this could be a result of Twin Cities Live at 4? We got extended to 90 minutes, now going head-to-head with Ellen.
I think so.
At 4 o'clock. I haven't read the full article, the original one from the Daily Mail, but that was cited. Donna, you've been... Dawn, you were a guest at 4 o'clock. Donna, you were guest co-hosting a couple weeks ago at 4 o'clock. You sensed the electricity in that super quiet studio.
All the energy.
For sure.
It's like I could feel the listeners.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
What, watchers, viewers.
The Watchers. I like that.
The Watchers.
I like that.
It's like a community
program. The Watchers.
Program.
It's like a new show. The Watchers.
Yeah. And it's just a bunch of Karens who watch stuff from their windows. The Watchers.
The Watchers.
There's an SNL sketch in there somewhere.
Somewhere. That's what you guys should start doing, sketches on your show. Wouldn't that be fun? Heyo.
Oh, Steve?
Honk, honk.
Yeah.
So you mean me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Every now and again, we will do a scripted open where our executive producer will say, all right, we want to do this. It's the Halloween show. Let's do this. And then it requires acting. And it's not our strong suit.
Okay.
I'll say that.
Got it.
He's creative. Us executing the lines, not always the greatest. And listen, God love Elizabeth Reese. You know, if we want to put her face on a nickel, sure. But acting is not her.
This is her.
It's just not her strong suit. If
you
she was
met
here,
her. When
she's...
you said it's not our, I thought he means Elizabeth.
For sure, I mean Elizabeth. We all know. So, but she is so good at so many things. But she has really grown. She's gotten a lot better. The old tape from the first season of her trying this to doing something last year. She's really grown. Very proud.
Dawn, you might want to isolate this audio for Dirt
for
Alert tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It might be
good
something
idea.
Good to share.
Oh,
you can bring your own dirt. Right, Steve?
Oh, nice, Donna.
Get out of here. All right, Dawn's going to take off. Thanks, Dawn.
Hey, no problem.
See you later, Dawn.
Yeah.
What are you going to do next?
Yeah, don't go changing on us now.
Oh, I'm going to go get some audio for our Best Of show.
Oh.
Nice.
All right, everybody tune in for that. This weekend, right?
No, 31st.
Oh, gotcha. The holiday.
Whoa. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Nice.
Wow, she's working ahead. What are we doing? We don't even know what we're doing in like...
What are we doing next?
2 minutes from now.
All right. We'll figure it out.
We'll have some music news.
Stick around.